This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Positive Friday, what's the last good thing that's happened to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so recently I had a work party, like a holiday party back in January, and as if that wasn't, you know, nice enough, like tons of good food and drinks and all that, and then they had a bunch of raffle drawings and entered my name for the $300 worth of Amazon gift cards, and bada boom, bada bing, they called my name. Second year in a row, I won something. The last year, I won $1,000.
Oh.
And yeah.
$1,000 cash?
Yeah. Unfortunately, that was taxed. But with the Amazon cards, it was just $300. So went on a spending frenzy.
So when they taxed the $1,000, which I didn't know you had to do, how much money did you get?
Like seven something.
All right. That's about what I thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, man, nothing wrong with cash. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah. Amazon cash.
Amazon. That was good, and bought a bunch of, you know, practical things and then some fun things too. I got a drone with a camera. Never had a drone before, so I need to set that up and try
it out. Why did you spend your money on practical things? Like, when it's free money, when it's fun money?
Some shoes, you know.
Okay, all right. I'll accept that.
All right. How much was the gift card?
$300. I got $300 worth.
All right. I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would have spent $300 on Hers Old Bay cheese curls.
All $300.
Yeah. Why not get them shipped out?
I've shipped them enough that, like, every time I go to Amazon to buy anything, which truthfully I'm not a huge Amazon person, but it's always like, when I add in three bags of chips.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You know
our,
I do.
Our promotion director, who used to work here for a number of years, and he has since moved on up the corporate ladder, so he does most of the major stuff.
Yeah, the national stuff.
So if we do big stuff, then he'll join us. But other than that, he's normally on the road doing stuff and setting up shows in other places. He's at a Mariner game, I don't know, but like anything else, being someone who is in the promotion industry and has been in charge of prizes for various radio stations for all these different things, he's kind of curious to just how different things work as far as contesting goes.
Sure.
So how do you sign up? How's this on this app? Or what, you know, just formatically.
The methodology, yeah.
Yeah, but
the
also,
logistics.
But also interested in trying to win. So he's at a Mariners game, and they have this deal going on where you can register to win a brand new pontoon boat that has the Mariners logo on it and everything.
Correct.
Lo and behold, they call his name. I don't know if it was the seventh inning. I do not know if. I think it was at the end of a game before fireworks were going to start, maybe
a laser show. It's weeks after. He's at the game, and simply, like, on the screen, like on the big Jumbotron, is a QR code. So he's, like you're saying, he's like, all right, let's just see what the hell it's for.
Right.
Or how it works. So he fills everything out, and then literally, like a couple weeks later, they email him. At first, because of his job, he kind of didn't know what it was. It was like, and then he's like, oh, that's my personal email account. Like, why are the Mariners emailing me? Right? As opposed to, like, work.
Did they tell him why?
So then he replies, and he's like, oh, all right. And then when he got there, I want to say there was, like, three of them or something, and one of them was going to win it. But, yeah, I mean, completely on a whim.
This is brand. This thing is like a $50,000 boat, $40,000, whatever it is. I mean, but here's a guy that's done nothing but help people win prizes his entire life.
And that's the only reason he entered the contest was to see how do they do it. Because maybe it's something we can adopt at the radio station, right?
Whatever the deal.
And instead, he won a boat. I mean, just like, damn, man. Yeah, he didn't give it any thought. He's like, it's like anything. I don't expect to win. I didn't even enter in the effort to win. It's just because he nerds out on this kind of thing. It's important to his job. Hey, how do the Mariners do it? And then he found out. And he won a boat.
Yeah, I mean, the night he won that boat, I was driving down to Portland, right? So halfway down, our buddy Keith, so like sometimes you could see your text, right? But I'm driving, I'm on the highway, so I'm not going to answer, but just like, what's a good country song about boats? That's weird.
Jimmy Buffett, maybe?
Right, I mean, there's a ton of them, right? I don't know, there's one about, you know, being a redneck and you just tie up your boats together, your pontoon boats together.
Yeah.
Whatever, I think it's called like Redneck Yacht Party. So I'm like, this is odd. So I get down there, check in. Then I go to this bar to get some takeout food, two beers and a shot. And I'm texting him back, and he's like, no, he won a damn boat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And then there's nobody in this bar. I'm BSing with the bartender. I'm like, my buddy won a boat. Her kid is like 13, plays travel baseball. And she's like, my son watch every game. He's been texting me. Mom, somebody just won a boat at the game.
Really?
And I'm like, look, there he is.
Brian throwing with his hands up in the air. Like,
yeah, it was awesome. If I had had time, I would have stayed and talked to that single mom. Sorry, I should have left that thought inside.
The single mom. Yeah, wouldn't you say it like that?
She was single.
Because we're talking about her son
that
plays ball.
Mean you have a dad?
It wasn't much mention of a dad.
All right. Our question on this Positive Friday, what is the last good thing that's happened to you? 206-803-ROB.
Miles, they're slanging drinks at a local spot. They're single.
All right.
On a Friday night.
Yeah. They're kidding.
Well, plus, I just know enough about baseball. So when I left, I was like, by the way, tell your son to lay off the high spot stuff. Oh, my God. How did you know he swings at the high stuff? Like, just had a hunch, little lady. It's like, well, because he's 12. Everybody swings at the high stuff.
Because he's 12, yeah. Right. Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola. So, Angela, what good thing happened to you?
My husband, my daughter, and I just got our first house.
Oh, yeah?
How nice.
How long have you guys been married? How old is your kid?
We've been married for 25 years.
25. And you guys just now, is this because you weren't interested in buying a house or you finally just got it together enough to buy a house?
Well, we were going to get his father's house when his father passed, but he sold it before that.
Okay, well.
So we were.
Oh, no.
Yes, we had to move to find our own place. So we just kind of just got our first place.
All right. Nice. Where you at? City? Up
Tacoma.
North?
In Tacoma.
Let's go.
All right, excellent.
So how long were you guys under the belief that you're going to inherit his father's house?
For the first 20 years we were together.
Oh.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Damn. When he passed on, did some of that house money trickle down to you once the house was sold?
No.
All right. Well, yeah,
really?
Double whammy.
Yeah, it was double whammy. But it's okay now because we just finally got our own house. And
how long have you been in the house?
For about less than a month.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Okay. Super fresh and new.
Yeah.
Is your kid excited to be there?
Yes, she is. She finally has her own room. It's two blocks from her school. She's 12.
Nice. And okay, so that's awesome.
Can walk to him from school. And
this is the first time she's had her own room, you said?
Well, not her first time having her own room, but she's got her own space. And
yeah, space. Wonderful. I guess a little different than a room.
So you have your own space is what you're saying. Okay, yep. Gotcha. All right.
No, that's great, man. When we, the current house we're in, so the first house my wife and I bought together, we bought as husband and wife. And then we have two kids, and right, you just get sized out of it. And the kids are sharing a bedroom. They're 4 and 3 years old at the time, but they always got along, right? They're, no worries. So when we bought this house, it was 10 years ago, whatever it was, they each got their own bedroom. But, you know, we're talking to them in the car like, hey, guys, because they were super tight when they were little. And we're like, it's going to be a little different, man. You know, you're not going to be sharing a bedroom and all that. We walked into the house, pointed at other bedrooms, gone. And it has been that way for 10 and a half. I mean, like, that is their space. Yep. They did not care. I was like, okay, we were overthinking that. They are more than happy to have their own space.